the 100 deadliest days of summer, when nearly half of teen driver-related deaths and teen passenger deaths occur. The Greenville County Youth Board wants to remind you the best way to summer safety is by buckling up, putting down your phone, and avoiding the use of alcohol. For more resources, visit www.phoenixcenter.org. Thank you, and go Tigers!
Looking for the ultimate ride? At Boneyard Cycles, they've got everything you need to hit the road in style. Whether you're after a new bike, pre-owned, parts, or top-tier service and repairs, Boneyard Cycles has you covered. From Harleys to cruisers to sport bikes and everything in between, Paul and his crew are here to get you on the road in style with no dealer or dock fees ever. So what are you waiting for? Visit Boneyard Cycles at 507 Pierman Dairy Road in Anderson or at BoneyardCyclesOnline.net today.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Folks, be sure and join us for a Monday edition of Out of Bounds starting at noon here on The Roar. We'll, of course, recap Braves Reds from the weekend and my trip to Bristol Motor Speedway for a baseball game, which I'm very much looking forward to talking about. Plus, we don't have a lot of time left to get us ready for the college football season. Tons more to preview: coaches, quarterbacks, camp updates, all sorts of insight. We'll get into that as well, plus your phone calls and texts. Join us.
No, I meant to give a shout out to BC Jane too when I said BCD. I thought I said both, but yes, BC Jane, BCD listening. Yes, I sort of like Boston College. I don't love the schedule, but I sort of like BC. You know, Ramona, speaking of BCD, do you remember one of our favorite all-time remote stories?
Oh yeah,
involving BCD.
Yes.
Remember when we were at this health and wellness center, and it was like a grand celebration party, and they had everything, and they had these tanks set up with the little spout that you pour your own drinks, and BCD was there, and she came and she went and had a number of drinks. At one point, she came over and she whispered to me, she's very polite, and she doesn't drink. She whispered to me, Walt. That lemonade doesn't taste very good. And I said, Dee, what lemonade? She said, over there. And that, I said, oh, that lemonade? I said, well, that's because that lemonade is actually margaritas. And BCD had been tapping the margaritas. And as someone who doesn't drink, tapping the margaritas was probably not good for her.
No.
Do you know what time it is, Ramona? I know you think it's 6:05, but it's actually high noon. And Fernando Cervantes for USA Today will tell you all about high noon. High noon recalls vodka seltzers mislabeled as Celsius energy drinks.
Uh-oh. Really?
Celsius energy drinkers could have gotten a boozy surprise leading to a recall, according to an announcement posted on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's website. According to the announcement, High Noon said it would be recalling its Beach Variety 12-packs after they said some cans were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue Raz Edition cans. First of all, that name is way too long, all right? Celsius Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue Raz Edition cans. How do you even have room to write that on a can? Which are a non-alcoholic energy drink. Quote, consumption of the liquid in these cans will result in unintentional alcohol ingestion.
Dang. What if you drink it and
get in an accident? Get a ticket?
Yeah.
Get a ticket?
DUI?
Oh, yeah. I would think there's a lot of liability potentially at play here. A lot of liability.
That's bad.
But it's always amazing when how these companies, when they screw up, will word things. Again, listen, quote, consumption of the liquid in these cans will result in unintentional alcohol ingestion, the company said. High Noon said the mistake was made after some of the Celsius cans were filled with the alcoholic beverage and mislabeled. The company added that the recalled packs were sent to stores in Florida, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma. You want to guess, Ramona? South Carolina.
Okay.
Virginia and Wisconsin between July 21st and July 23rd. So if you got a traffic ticket and you drank any of this stuff, you got nabbed for a DUI, this might be the reason. The recall was initiated after High Noon discovered that a shared packaging supplier mistakenly shipped empty Celsius cans to High Noon. Oh, they're always going to try and blame somebody else here. You know, we're going to try and blame somebody. No illnesses have been reported in connection with the recall at this time, according to High Noon. You know, what about, seriously, what about an alcoholic who...
Oh, yeah, that doesn't drink
who doesn't drink
anymore.
Yeah,
that would be bad news.
Bad news. Very bad news. I would think they would have a legal case against this company, too. In an emailed statement to USA Today, a spokesperson for High Noon said the company is working with officials to manage the recall. We are working with the FDA, retailers, and distributors to proactively...
Wow.
Whoa. We are working with FDA, retailers, and distributors to proactively manage the recall. I don't think you did anything that was proactive in this matter to ensure the safety and well-being of our consumers, the statement reads. That's a little late for that. The company is advising those who didn't purchase a High Noon Beach Variety Pack to ensure their Celsius Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue. You know, Armour, that name alone is enough to make a person drink.
It sounds like an alcoholic. It doesn't sound like an alcoholic.
Celsius Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue Raz. What is all that nonsense? But those addition drinks do not contain the lot codes of the recalled products. Make sure they don't contain the lot codes.
Oh, you know what? Even if they don't.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd chance it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly right. Consumers are also advised to throw out the Celsius Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue Raz Edition cans. You know, by this point, Ramon, I throw them out just for their name. With the impacted lot codes and not drink the liquid, according to the company. Yeah. So how about that? That seems like a rather large mistake, Ramon. That is not the kind of...
I agree with you. Yeah. That's not the kind of mistake you want to make.
No, that is not the kind of thing that we hear about too frequently, is it? And then, Ramona, there's this.
Oh, no. Is this a gross?
No, I'm saving gross.
You're saving that.
Yeah,
one.
This is fairly gross, especially if you get to see the picture, you know, of the smoke show. Whew. A Branson couple, Ramona, has been arrested after authorities say, get this, Ramona.
What?
They secretly lived in the attic space of, I'm going to give you a guess.
In the they were in somebody's attic?
A Branson couple has been arrested after authorities say they secretly lived in the attic space of a local blank blank for more than 2 years. Blank blank. What are the blanks? Fill in the blanks.
Is this a business?
It is, actually.
The blanks are?
It actually is.
I have no idea.
A Branson couple has been arrested after authorities say they secretly lived in the attic space of a local Walmart supercenter.
Hey, that's close.
For more than 2 years.
Completely
unnoticed by the entire staff. According to police, Todd McAllister, 47. Boy, he's a winner. And Jessica Reams, 45.
Do I need to look these people up?
Oh, you 100% need to look them up. Wait till you get a gander on this bear. Had been residing in a makeshift living area tucked inside the store's attic above the garden center and automotive section. The discovery only came after an HVAC contractor responding to a routine maintenance issue stumbled upon what he described as a, quote, fully lived-in campsite complete with mattress, battery-powered lanterns, storage bins full of clothes, and even a working hot plate.
Oh, my gosh. I just pulled. These pictures aren't real.
They are real.
They can't be.
They are real.
They can't. You have to post this on there is Twitter.
No, listen, there is no way you people will ever fully understand the nature of this story if you do not pull up the picture.
You have to look up. Just put in living in the attic of a Walmart, and it'll come up.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. It's a.
Yeah.
You have to see these people.
Okay. The dude looks like Richard Simmons' crazier brother.
Yeah, he does.
And the woman?
Is that real? All that? No.
Oh, yes.
Those are tattoos?
They're tattoo-ish. Yes.
They look like she did them herself.
Yeah, they're homemade. They're homemade tattoos. Okay, I did the best I could with him. He is the crazier drugged out.
Like,
he's the crazier drugged out Richard Simmons, allegedly.
Looks,
allegedly.
They're over at Walmart. They couldn't get more food.
She,
like malnourished.
Give me a comp on her, Ramona. I need a comp on her.
You mean describe her?
Well,
she's got some writing written.
Yeah,
on the forehead.
I want a comp. I want give me a lookalike on her. You know, they say everybody's got a double.
I don't know.
What would her what exactly would her double be?
I have no idea.
Notice I said what, not who.
Oh God, this is the worst thing.
She's a hottie, man. What a smoke show she is.
Oh my God. You have to, whoever's listening, everybody that's listening needs to go to the computer right now and look that up.
These people
just put lived in the attic over the Walmart. And it'll come up. And this, I guess these are their mugshots.
They sort of look like when they haven't seen the light of day in 2.5 years.
No, he looks like he's like, turn the lights down.
Yeah, he's like ghost-like. Yeah.
Looks like they woke him up when they went up there.
Yeah, now she clearly has been feeding downstairs.
And she looks like she's like high as a kite.
She clearly has been feeding well in the Walmart.
He hasn't.
Yeah, but he has. She has. She's been eating very well. Very well. Lots of Three Musketeer bars for her.
They noticed.
She spent a lot of time in the candy section, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Is there any human being? Is there any?
That's real. I mean, that's permanent marker or whatever.
Yeah, she's tattooed her face in a mirror.
This is definitely not go to the tattoo parlor.
What are we thinking? Like the crazier Roseanne Barr? What are we thinking here? I mean, I
guess
with the what's the name of that clown in the Stephen King movie, the It movie there? What's it? What is it?
Pennywise.
Would
I
you
don't
say,
want to think about
well,
him.
Well, she's sort of got the clown mouth, right? I mean, she is.
And she took the.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more
so,
like the Joker than the clown.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Joker. That's
the
right.
Joker.
It is. It's Joker mouth. She has Joker mouth.
All the way to the
end. Yeah, she has Joker mouth. Right. The points of the points of the mouth almost reach her ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a lot of.
He doesn't have any at all, which is kind of odd.
But look, the points of the mouth almost reach your ears, which is impressive considering the width of that face. Considering the girth of that face, that's a friggin' mouth.
And all the tattoos on her face are black, so it looks like she's been drinking India ink.
Yes, and she's either missing a tooth right in the middle there.
Or she blackened it.
Or she blackened it. It may be that she blackened it. Now, on her nose.
This is the worst mugshots I've ever seen.
Yes. On her nose. What is that on her? Her nose is like strangely red. But what is that on her nose? Is that?
I don't know. Can you make it bigger? Is it possible to make this picture bigger?
I made a little bit.
It gets bigger if you click on it.
Yeah, which is makes it even more terrifying. Is it a little...
It looks like a Mickey Mouse.
I thought it was like a Mickey Mouse. I was just going to say that. Does she have a little Mickey Mouse on her nose?
It looks like. Yes. Now, close-up of him makes him look like Charlie. He looks like Charles
Manson. Yes. There is a Manson. Yeah,
he looks like Charles
Manson. Yeah, there's a Manson element. Yes, that's a good point. He's a cross between Manson and Richard Simmons.
Yeah, he definitely looks like Charles Manson.
And then from her eyes in the red area, she has... what would you call those? Bleeding black marks that go down her face?
I don't know, kind of like clowns do that.
They do? Yeah, evil clown. Maybe evil clown. And then above her eyebrows...
Would
you call those horns? I think they're horns, right? Her eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yeah, above her eyebrows. She has two black horns, although the second one was an artistic screw-up. The one on the right... Our right was an artistic screw up. The horn above her left or her right.
She definitely is not like they're not uniform. Like they don't look the same.
She screwed up. She screwed up artistically on the one on her left eyebrow to our right. Yeah, she messed that up. But unfortunately for her, once you do the self tattoos, you're locked into them.
Yeah, and the other one looks like she just gave up.
Yes, and then in between her two horns, it appears a stick figure of a human being. Is that right?
I thought that was writing. Above her eyebrows?
No, I don't. What kind of writing would that be?
I don't know, but it looks like writing. Looks like the word crow.
Huh? What?
On her picture. Click on it, make it bigger.
I made it as big as I can, as big as I can tolerate.
Okay, between the above the eyebrows where she's got...
Doesn't it look like a person with their arms raised?
I don't know. I don't see the writing.
I don't see the writing part. And I don't know what the thing closer to the her right-handed horn or our left, side picture. What is that? What is that thing right there to the left?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
And then on her chin, she's got some writing written. See that on the
bottom? I did not notice that. That apparently has faded. She may need to redo that.
She'll have plenty of time to redo that.
She may need to redo the chin part because it's just not quite visible to us. We're not getting the message. It's like those people who stand out on the side of the road with the cardboard signs that you can't read.
Fade.
They have no chance of being able to read. You'd have to be like, you would have to walk right up to them to read the sign. And they never understand that. They never understand that we can't see your freaking signs. By the way, for you people out on the road with the cardboard signs, try and make them legible. You know?
Dark writing.
Right. Let's make them legible because we don't know what you want. You know, we have no idea. That's why we keep passing you by. We don't know what you're asking for. We don't have the slightest idea. We can't see any of your signs. We can't see what this woman's chin. We don't know the point you're trying to get across, honey.
Honey.
Hey, Ramona.
I don't know what it says.
Ramona, let's just hope with full access to the Walmart Supercenter that they made sure to visit the contraceptive aisle. Because God forbid these two people multiplied.
Hopefully. I guess they were alone up there earlier, would have mentioned that they had kids. I hope so. Oh my God!
Where do you think these two found? Where do you think these two found each other?
Please go to separate prisons.
Where do you suppose they found each other? The library? Can we rule out the library? I think we can rule out in terms of where these two could have met. I think we can rule out library. I think we can rule out most of the dating services.
And how did they find them? They were up. Fixing the air conditioner?
Yeah, fixing the air conditioner.
Oh, yeah, the air conditioner wasn't working.
HVAC damage. Yeah. They were up there for 2.5 years. 2.5 years. If the air conditioner had stayed straight, Ramona, they might have lived there for a decade.
Yeah, if they were not in problems.
They would still be there.
They'd still be up there.
Their happily married life was unfortunately broken up by a rogue HVAC man.
How dare he say what he saw?
Very sad.
You know, he was like, oh, my God. He probably needed therapy after he went up there.
You know, Ramona, I'm guessing that look on his face came when he first saw her. Quick break. If you haven't seen the photo, it's must see. Look it up, as Ramona said. Walt Tip to the Red Raids. Quick break.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Okay, I've got my textbooks, my orange tiger gear, my parking pass. Wait, this mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day. At Engineered Sleep, they have covered tigers. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with five roommates, we'll get you the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley. Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Shop local and give your tiger their best semester yet. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back-to-school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto. at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They're the best. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. That's impossible. They're the most experienced, obviously. They have best ratings and reviews, obviously. It's the only way you're in business nearly 100 years. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap is simply the best. They work alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's amazing as well. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. You've heard all the unsolicited testimonials right on air about Gilstrap. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
I was listening a while ago to, it was 2 days ago, TJ Sports, a guy from Tennessee, he's playing their golf team. You heard about Central Michigan now, hadn't you?
No.
Oh, yeah. They've been investigated by the NCAA about the stealing signs scandal. The coaches resigned, or quarterback, or offense, something. The coaches resigned. Showing on that. That guy was at Michigan. You know, when he came to Michigan before he got there, Harbaugh couldn't hardly win 60% of his game, maybe 50-60% more. Than the next 3 years, he was they were world beaters. You know, now since that guy, you know, he had to leave because after Harbaugh left, you know, they can't do nothing. But, I sent a tape today, if maybe you'll watch it, where they showed the guy. Now, he was an analyst in Michigan during this 3 or 4 years of stealing signs, you know. Somebody caught him, got a picture of him standing. He tried to put a wig on and glasses, fake mustache and stuff. Found out he was scouting the Michigan State game. And the coach for the Central Michigan allowed him to be on the sidelines while Central Michigan was playing Michigan State. So, you know, still the signs, you know, were all this, you know, had players going everywhere, the Clemson game, you know, sent scouts out in Tennessee. That was in 22. But, now they've been investigated. Now they bringing up on the same charges.
Yep, a lot of mess. We'll see whether any of it sticks to anybody.
This is Central Michigan.
I get the Central Michigan part. I get it stuck there, but we'll see if anything sticks beyond that.
Oh, well, you need to watch it if you get a little time. I said a while ago.
I will. DJ yeah, I Sports. Saw. I just can't watch
he's
it here.
Interview, he's going to be debated. He's done some Carolina booster man, you know, says they just crying and saying. So he challenged them to a debate, and he's going to be the mediator. Going to be some kind of podcast with Georgia Tech. When I find out when it is, he said what it's going to be on, but I'll go back and replay it. Well, you'll see it on there if you watch it.
All right.
He's going to debate the question of the stealing the sign. You know, Frank Beamer's already done been fined twice. You know, he done been caught up twice, once for $25,000 for stealing signs. And on this two days ago, his podcast, where he had something where Beamer says, I'll give people signs any which way. And won't worry about it, Beamer. You about done because you go back into the wilderness again.
Looper thinks that Shane Beamer and South Carolina is about done. They're about to go back in the wilderness. Yeah, I'm not so sure. Not so sure. He seems to be moving the other way. All right, Ramona, we're on Georgia Tech, and they are number four on our list. And I still have the insane growth story. And this is not really funny. It's actually like one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. Which we'll do occasionally. Don't expect humor on that one, I don't think. Georgia Tech, and number four, part of this is their schedule. Look, you have a talented running back in Haynes. In Haynes King, you have just an absolute boss at quarterback. I mean, a guy who, you'll never see anybody play with more heart and soul and toughness than Haynes King did last year. I mean, if he actually can get healthy, he could really be good. Because he just, basically, he led Georgia Tech to a season last year where he couldn't throw a forward pass. I mean, his arm was basically hanging from his shoulder. So if he's actually healthy, you know, his toughness, his ability as a runner, he has it all. I mean, he put up 5 out of 10 yards on Georgia in four quarters before he even got to overtime. He was just absolutely incredible. And I think the kid's toughness is just legit. Georgia Tech is, you know, they're one of the most physical football teams in the ACC now. That's how they play. That's how they've been able to compete with Georgia. You know, I think they have talent at wide receiver. And defensively, I think they'd be good. They brought in some transfers. You know, they brought in A.J. Hoffler. They brought in Matthew Alexander. I think that they have ability. I expect this team to play well, and the schedule really favors them as well. I mean, it's a good situation. They were 5-3 in league last year. I think Key really has done a good job. He's made them competitive. They've competed against the elite teams they've played. You know, look, they've got to tighten a few things up, and I suspect they will. But a big part of this is schedule, and I think schedule favors Georgia Tech. All right, Ramona, what do we have?
Their first game is Clemson at home.
Except for that one. So 0-1 to start.
Okay, and then they're at Wake Forest.
1-1.
Then they have Virginia Tech at home.
2-1.
Then they're at Duke.
2.5.
Then they have Syracuse at home.
3.5.
And then they're at NC State.
What was that one?
At NC State.
4.
At Boston College.
5.
And Pitt, home.
6. I think they're 6-2 in league. I think that makes sense. They're 5-3 last year, a healthier Haynes King. I think they get to 6-2 in league, maybe better. I mean, they get a break, maybe better. You know, these teams at the top, I think they're close. I don't think a lot of things separate them, which is why I think it really gets down to schedule and where the games are played. You know, again, when I mentioned before, the reason I have Pitt at 5 and Georgia Tech at 4 is that Pitt plays at Georgia Tech. Now, Pitt's actually won at Georgia Tech, I think, 3 times in a row. But it's still, you know, it's still a road game, and it still favors the home team. And I think sometimes it's just that simple, where the games are played. You know, when they're played, where they're played, that type of thing. And I think that's advantage Georgia Tech. So I think they were 6-2 league team. Give me their OOC games again. Give me the non-ACC games just to take a look at them.
You want the ones that are not in the ACC?
Right.
Okay. I moved it. Sorry. Hang on.
Yeah. I mean, in league, it's like 6-2, and that puts them right.
Okay. They have at Colorado, Gardner Webb home, Temple home, and then Georgia at the end.
Okay. So that's a 9-2 football team until you get to Georgia. I'm glad we moved them up into the top 25 because I think that's where they belong. I think that's a 9-2 football team, and you get to Georgia at the end, and we'll see. I mean, they can beat Georgia. I mean, it's conceivable this team goes 10-2, something like that. They're going to be in the mix. Again, they also have quarterback depth. I mean, if Haynes King does get hurt and does go down, you have a really competent backup quarterback in Aaron Filer who can throw the ball. So, you know, there are some advantages there. I mean, they from a proven depth at quarterback situation, they're probably about as good as anybody. So, and like I said, I think, you know, Haynes King is the ultimate leader, and Jamal Haynes is a tough back. There is a lot to like. There is a toughness factor with Georgia Tech that there aren't a lot of teams in the ACC that share that toughness factor. They're different in that regard. What do we have here? Ted said, call me crazy, but he could be a dark horse for Heisman. You're talking Haynes King? He can. There's no question he can. I mean, if Georgia Tech winds up playing Clemson for the ACC title, and if they beat Georgia, he's going to be in that mix. And it may not be statistically oriented. It may just be, you know, just his toughness and his winning ways. He's a winner. That kid is an absolute winner. Jack said, you don't think Georgia Tech coaching staff and quarterback is better than Duke? Well, I do. I mean, you know, that's where I put him. I mean, I have Georgia. I'm not quite sure I understand. I have Georgia Tech ahead of Duke. Yeah, I'm confused, Knife Farrell. I'm not sure what you're saying. If you're saying, are you saying that I split that I give it a half? Yeah, it's on the road. I mean, you know, the road games are going to be hard against quality football teams, sort of no matter who you are. So, yeah, I mean, if that's what you're talking about, I would say that's the case. 706 said, has Looper ever spoken a complete sentence? You know, the people love Looper. Looper is the people's champ, the actual people's champ, not the, you know, not the phony Box of Rocks people's champ. Not your own nemesis. Not your old Moriarty. No. The actual people's champ. All right, we'll take a break. We have three to go, and maybe the worst story you've ever heard. That's all coming your way next.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit GoYoders.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With memberships starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
It's bow time. Hurry in to Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dibtula Road Rage. We're ranking the ACC today and going over it. And we have three left. Is that right, Ramona? Three left. Three.
Yeah, we're on three.
Yeah, three happy winners left. Well, one will be less happy momentarily. Number three, Ramona. Number three is the Miami Hurricanes. Look, this team is pretty loaded. Mario Cristobal has done a great job building this football program back. 10-2 last year, 6-2 in league. They were exactly where I said they would be before the year. We had the whole thing pegged exactly right last year with Clemson, Miami, and SMU. I had Miami 13th, and I think that's about where they were. And about the type of team they were. They suffered an immense number of back-end injuries defensively last year. Obviously, that hurt them. That was an area that, from a personnel standpoint-wise, they were shortened to begin with. And then when the injuries mounted on that back end, that's why they sort of fell apart a little late in the year. And Cam Ward had to start winning these shootout games because the back end was just a disaster. They were more injured and more short on the back end than any Power Four team in the country late in the season. It was an immense problem. But, you know, again, this team in their heyday, they dominated the line of scrimmage. That's who they were. They never even committed extra bodies to a pass rush. They didn't have to. They had dudes up front on both sides of the ball. They funded the National Football League at a super high level. And then when Miami started to fall apart and all became unglued, you know, they stopped producing those guys. You know, and people were so focused on the skill position people, and they had it all wrong. The reality was Miami went 8 years without having a defensive lineman drafted in round one. You know, this was the hallmark of the program. This is what they did every year. And so that's where the program really crumbled. And they brought in all these collection of they brought in Al Golden, which was just a terrible, terrible hire. I mean, absolutely one of the worst hires ever. Remember when our little friend there who ranted about Miami hiring Al Golden?
I remember that.
Do we have that? We probably do. What do we have? Two versions of that? Like a short and long version?
Yeah. Well, no, we just have the long version and a bite of it. I can get it.
All right.
Give me a second.
Yeah, pull that up for a second. I've heard funny rants in my life. The Alabama dude's rant was hysterical about injuring Tua. But this is the funniest rant I ever heard. This is a Miami fan over the hiring of Al Golden and what Al Golden. Remember, Al Golden was the tie-wearing, white shirt-wearing from Penn State who went to Miami. I knew this was going to be a disaster all along. It was. Mark Richt was a disaster. It was all disastrous. This is the first guy, Cristobal. And so, look, some of this has to do with the NIL era, too. But Cristobal is a master offensive line coach, and he understands how to build a team, football team, physically from the line of scrimmage out. And I got a news flash for you. We're back in that era of football again. We are back to that type of game, and that's why Miami should continue to excel, and Cristobal's teams will continue to excel. I don't know if we're going to play this whole thing with money, but we'll give you a taste of this in case you've never heard this. This was a Miami fan who just hated the hire of Al Golden.
Yo, it's official, man. Miami Hurricanes got turned into Temple, man. That's what happened. Al Golden has turned us into Temple. That's what the has happened, man. Georgia Tech just ran the ball 63 times on us. 63 times. Defense acts like we don't know what's coming, but they ran the ball 63 times. You let some white running back just get more yards than Duke Johnson like it ain't nothing. Our three main coaches are horrible. They're stupid. D'Onofrio, Golden, Coley, you're all stupid. Y'all are horrible coaches. Horrible. Al Golden, you're either doing this on purpose or you just suck. That's what it is, man. How are you supposed to be a defensive specialist as a head coach? That's where you come from. You come from the defense. And you don't even know how to stop the option. What do you do all week? You ain't watch no film on no option. Not no option 101. Not no defending the option for dummies. None of that. I don't know what you do all week. You must just lift weights and stare at each other. That's what y'all got to do. Never have I seen an Al Golden defense for the University of Miami show up on the road. Every road win I remember has been shootouts unless we're playing scrubs, like scrubs. That's all we've been playing this year for the most part. Louisville looks suspect. Nebraska beat our ass, and Nebraska's getting kicked out of them. Abdullah goes off on us. He's got like 2 yards right now. It's so stupid, man. So stupid. James Coley, I don't know what the you're doing half the time, man. Every team we played so far, we've had the best athletes, but yet you still want to do this trick play. You got Stacy Coley on the bench, and when I do see him on the field, it's a stupid screen pass. Herb Waters has been playing the most consistent. I don't see that on the field enough. I don't get this. I don't get it. Yeah, Brad Kaya had a bad game this week. 2 interceptions. But before that, our freshman quarterback ain't been the problem. Wasn't the problem for Nebraska. And yet we still don't show up on the road. He has turned this into temple. Al Golden is the worst head coach in college football. The worst. How he got the job, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it happens. I don't know how some of y'all can defend this. I don't get it. Y'all are just cool with us sucking. That's what it is. Y'all are cool with being mediocre. If you can't see that this head coach sucks, then you are just cool with being mediocre. That's just what it is. I don't understand it sometimes, man. I just don't understand it. 63. I don't know how long I keep doing this.
Now he's just despondent.
It's so crazy, man. And all he does is about a cloud that Shapiro left over us, but we still recruit better than everybody in the Coastal. And yet, we still get results. We still got linebackers 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage. I'm telling you, all this motherfucker probably doing this on purpose. It comes from Penn State and Joe Paterno. We all know Joe Paterno can't stand anything about the way what Miami football used to stand for. I don't understand it, man. I don't know how long I can keep doing it. We're a joke, man. He's turned us into a joke. We're 3-3. 3-3.
Hey, Ramona, is somewhere right there, you just heard like a minute ago, he actually at some point decides that Al Golden's basically a plant. That he's doing this on purpose. Yeah. That he's really a Penn State guy, and he's trying to destroy the Miami program because Joe Paterno hates Miami too. But he said, we let some white running back run all over us. He said, they ran it 63 times. He said, we don't understand no option. What are these people doing? He said, we don't understand no option, no option for dummies, nothing. He said, all we do is, what do they do all day? Look and stare at each other? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely priceless. One of the funniest things I ever heard. Texted James Coley, was a Georgia wide receiver coach, and he said, LOL. Yeah, look, I hated James Coley. I told you at Georgia, you never should have hired James Coley. I hated him at Miami. You never should have hired James Coley. I think James Coley sucks. So that part was 100% spot on. All right, on Miami. again, you know, a texter wrote, you know, and Walt, they got 5-star talent, his backups, his freshmen, and everything else at the line of scrimmage. They do. This is all coming back, all right? If you think Miami's going to go away, they're not going away because they're going to be a dominant line of scrimmage team every single year as long as Golden is there. They're going to be in this mix every single year. So get used to it. They're not going away. And they're not going to spend every year as injured as they were at the end of last season on the back end. They threw a bunch of resources at that back end. They brought in a bunch of transfer players on the back end. They're not going to suffer through that again. They brought in 5 or 6 transfer players in the secondary. So they've had enough of what happened to them. They know fully what happened to them at the end of last year. But when you look at this team at the line of scrimmage, I mean, you know, they've got dudes. The offensive line has dudes. You know, this may be the most talented offensive line in the ACC and one of the more talented offensive lines in the country. And with Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor up front, these guys are players. So when you look at the talent that Miami has, this is the closest team to Clemson in the league. There's no question about it. So, Walt, why are you not putting them second? Well, again, what did I say earlier? I think a lot of this comes down to schedule. And when the best teams play each other, where the games are. And look, I know that SMU dodged some of these teams last year, but SMU also proved when they played Clemson that they could compete. They proved that. So I'm not real worried about that element. And I think some of it just comes down to that. The other part of this is you still have the Carson Beck question to me. Until we see that and what it looks like, that's still a question. Ramona, give me Miami's schedule, and I'll tell you what this really came down to for me.
Okay, their first one is at Florida State.
Yeah, win. 1.
Louisville, home.
2.
Stanford, home.
3.
At SMU.
And that's what it comes down to. Miami plays at SMU. That's what it comes down to for me. I think that's the subtle difference here. 3-1.
Syracuse at home.
4.
NC State at home.
5.
Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech.
6.
And at Pitt.
And that's the other question here. The late season game at Pitt is the other question. I think that's a danger spot. You know, call it 6.5 maybe. You know, I think that's what it is. So they're either, you know, 7-1 or 6-2 in league. But they're going to be a really good football team again, and they're going to be a really good football team every year from now on. I don't care who plays quarterback, because they're building it the right way at the line of scrimmage. It's the crystal ball way. All right, to Ramona, number 2. Number 2 is SMU. I think people are once again sleeping on SMU. I think we slept on SMU last year. They were 8-0 in league. They gave Clemson everything Clemson could handle. They really sort of took control of that game the last three quarters. And you know, here's the thing. They bring back the same quarterback. And I saw Kevin Jennings recently. I watched some of their film. And he looks thicker, stronger. I mean, this is his first full year as starting quarterback going into the season, where he's getting all the number one reps and knows he's the quarterback. I mean, we watched this dude last year. He was excellent, other than the game at Duke and other than the game at Penn State. And I'll keep saying it. You go play Penn State, that Penn State team, in zero-degree weather in Happy Valley, I don't care who the quarterback was, they were going to get murdered. It wouldn't matter. You could pick any guy out in the country, they were going to get murdered at Penn State. And they would have been running for their lives just like Jennings was. But listen, this team still has talent. I know everyone thinks, well, you know, they lost a lot. Well, first of all, they didn't lose a lot in the offensive line, and they brought in two transfers that I think are really going to help them. And then I think this running back room is way better than people think. And that starts with Derek McFaul, who they're in love with. They're in love with Derek McFaul, the redshirt freshman. They think he's big time. But you can go all the way down to the fourth guy on their depth chart, and that's Jermico Green. And Jermico Green is a dude as a true freshman. He's probably 210 pounds, and they love him. But they have a running back room of 4 guys that they are high on. I think the question about SMU comes down to this defense and the component parts they lost on the defensive front. They've thrown a lot of transfer bodies at it. I don't know that all these guys are special. They're not necessarily that, but they threw some big-bodied dudes at it, and that's really what they need out of those spots. They need some depth, which I think they've reacquired. Again, they've thrown a lot of bodies at the losses on defense, and I think they're going to be better than people think. I think they're going to compete, and they've had the money to do it too. I think people are wrongly discounting SMU. And I know the schedule looks tougher. I'm not sure it is. Go ahead, Ramona, schedule.
Syracuse.
1.
Home. Stanford home.
2.
At Clemson. At Wake Forest.
3-1.
Miami home. At 4-1. Boston College. Louisville.
5.
Home,
you got to slow down. 5-1. No, 5-1. What's Louisville?
Home.
That's another win.
At California.
Those are all wins. They're all wins. The only loss is Clemson. All the others are wins. They're going to play at home. You're going to go play them at SMU. You're going to play Jennings, who's experienced in this system, with a quarterback who's not experienced in your system. We're done. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The ESPN Radio Sports Beat. I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WCCP-FM 105.5, AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.